Amen. I'm going to be in Romans chapter 8 this morning. Amen. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord. Amen. The Lord dealing with our heart. Amen. Earlier this morning. Amen. This passage of Scripture. And amen. What God would have for us. Amen. Hallelujah. That is a... God can... Amen. Leads us. Amen. I want to just look at being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. What it means to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And you know, there are some, what are the results of being led by the Spirit of God? Amen. That's the whole that we're looking for, is the results. Amen. Everything that God's done is looking for a set result. Amen. And that's what God expects out of you and I. Amen. If God can get us to, amen, to do what He said, then God can do what He said He would do. Amen. That's the problem is not with God being able to do His part. Amen. The problem is with God finding the people who will give Him a place to do His part. Amen. You know, I can't never blame God because God doesn't move. How many people have given Him an open door? Amen. How many people have prepared the way of the Lord? Amen. That is always the question. Have I give God opportunity? Amen. Romans 8 and 1. You see, God's give everybody opportunity. Amen. Jesus went to that cross. Amen. He's made the way. God sent the Jesus ascended back, prayed the Father. He sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. To the church. So that God has give everybody opportunity then. Amen. Then it's up to us to give God opportunity. Amen. At Romans 8 and 1, we'll read down through the 14th verse. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. Thank You for the hope, Lord, that You've given us. Thank You for the opportunity, Lord. One more time on this side of eternity, let us, God, make the most of everything that You give us, God, every day, every moment. God, let us be led by You, that, God, we may not miss opportunity, and that we may, God, not miss giving You a place to wherein that You may work and minister and move. May You, God, touch us this morning, that we may speak as the oracle of Thee, and that, God, every word of God may find good ground and bring forth in abundance and bring glory and honor to You, and God, God's conviction to the lost, and God, encouragement to the children of God. In the name of Jesus, give You all the glory. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. It means something to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. If you and I are looked through the Word of God, amen, we will find something is common to every successful child of God or every successful group or people of God that allowed God to lead them Amen. If you look at the path that they trod, they were successful. Amen. And those who failed to allow God to lead them failed miserably. Amen. So there is the common factor of success. Amen. As far as when I say success, I don't mean by the world standards. I mean by God's standards. Amen. And God being able to move and to work in that people through them being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. We live in an age a lot of times that has become so letter-oriented, amen, that men have forsaken the Spirit. Amen. Come on. The Apostle Paul said, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What does he mean by that? Amen. The Word of God never intended for the letter or the Word of God to separate us from the Spirit of God. Amen. But rather intended for the letter to join us to the Spirit, to make us understand, amen, that except God's doing something, amen, we can have all the dead letters that we want, amen, we can have all the words that we want, but except that there is something dynamic going on in the life, amen, then there will not be anything heavenly done. Amen. Brother Clendenin said, and it took a lot of people's anger, said that 90-something% of what goes on in most churches on Sunday could have been done without God. Amen. That is a sad statement. Amen. But oftentimes it is true. Amen. How many people have come, amen, to God in the service looking for God to do something beyond the realm of human ability? Amen. Hallelujah. You understand something? If we're God's servants, then we ought to come with that expectation. We ought to live with that expectation. Amen. And if I'm going to live with that expectation and have a reasonable hope of that, then I must allow the God that I expect to work to lead me, amen, in that endeavor. Amen. And if I don't do that, then I can't expect anything from God. Hallelujah. So here in the book of Romans, we are setting forth a principle. And if you read in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, and you move in from the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, you will find that it is the answer to that 7th chapter's demise. Amen. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And the apostle says, I thank God by the Holy Ghost that through Christ Jesus I have been delivered. Amen. What is he saying? That he's been delivered. Pastors know that God has made the way for that delivery by Jesus' work on the cross. Amen to God. In other words, amen, it is a finished work waiting to be revealed in you and I as we obey God by faith and be led them. And then he moves into that 8th chapter, and we read unto you the first 14 verses of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans here. Amen. And he culminates in that 14th verse, but they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Establishing something that if we want to overcome that old man and have that abundance that God intended and that hope that we're supposed to have, amen, it'll only come about, amen, through allowing God, amen, to be the leader and the dedicator of our life. Amen. That our life is set unto God. Amen. And that we have faith in God enough that we have given ourselves completely unto Him. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I believe you mean when we'll give ourselves to God, amen, God then can take what is given to Him. He can break it. He can bless it. Amen. And He can use it. Amen to God. Hallelujah. That's the pattern, amen, that is throughout the Word of God. Amen. God's, amen, taking human vessels, amen, that are within themselves incapable of anything more than human ability. Amen. And that, I'm telling you, that's a pitiful failure at its best. Amen. And taking that human vessel and doing what the Apostle Paul said by the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the glory thereof may be unto God. Amen. There is a pattern that God has set. Amen. He desires to work in human flesh. Amen. That is, amen, in our own tabernacle by the blood cleansing and washing and by the Spirit's indwelling. Amen. Bring about the will of God and the supernatural working of God. Amen. Out of earthen vessels. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad, amen, that God has chosen to do that? I can tell you something. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of what God has intended for His church. Amen. Amen. David longed to have it. Amen. And oh, he said, if I could just drink of the water, amen, that comes from the well that sits just outside the gate at Bethlehem. I'm telling you, he wanted this dispensation. Amen. But when his strong men broke through and they went and got that water from the well, he had to pour it out as a sacrifice because it was not yet time for that dispensation. Amen. Come on, Brother David knew that men didn't, amen, bring in the dispensations of God, but God brought them in. Amen. And not man. Amen. It wasn't time, but David poured it out as an offering. Amen. I'm telling you, if that Old Testament crew, amen, that obeyed God could have had what we had, I think they'd have rejoiced extremely more. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? God's not, no, Brother Joe's not saying that God has a, amen, is a God that has a choice over one for another. Amen. But God showed through that Old Testament realm, amen, it was possible. Amen. In that Old Testament, what more possible in the New Testament is when God does a new thing and He takes out that old stony heart and He puts a heart of flesh in and He fills us with His Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. It causes us to walk in His statutes and keep His commandments. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you something. To be a Christian, a man that I worked with many years ago, amen, they hemmed him up and tried to get him. You know, there are people who think they're doing something. They try to make him feel guilty in front of everybody and gonna think they're going to get him to bring some kind of mouth confession. Amen, and going to give him the Roman road map and all they did to this guy who knew their life. Amen, he just simply pointed out where all the simple things that they were doing. And then he went over and said, hey, I'm sitting over at a table in the room. I'm watching all that debacle go on. He comes over and sits down across me in that table. And he says to me, Joe, said, I tried it years ago. Amen. I went to church, tried to live for God, but I couldn't. I agree with him. I called him by his name. Amen. Mr. Parker knew him. I said, Johnny, I know you couldn't do it. Amen. But I said, I want to tell you a little secret, Johnny. Amen. I said, Jesus has to do that in you. Amen. And tears rolled down his face. Amen to God. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. That's what salvation really is all about. Amen. It's not about, amen, man just changing and doing things different. It's about God changing mankind. Amen to God. God delivered us, breaking chains. Amen. Giving us a whole new heart, a whole new life. Amen to God. And as we follow Christ, amen, we give Him opportunity, amen, to visit and work in the life. Amen. I want to just quickly, amen, look at some things. Amen. What it is to be led by the Spirit of God. Understand something with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. To be led by the Spirit of God is not somebody to walk around just with their head in the clouds, so to speak. Amen. But it is a place where I come to that place where I acknowledge who God is. Amen. That He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. It's a place where I, amen, come to that place where I have respect for God. Amen. And I have great admiration for Him. Amen. Come on. It is a place of reverence. Amen. That I understand something. Amen. I watched, amen, that young man sang a week or so ago. He's blind. Amen. He's on the Gordon Mode, and he's singing that song, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. I'm telling you, till we come to that knowledge, amen, we're not going to ever be able to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. But when I get to where I know I've got to have God lead me, not just every other day, not just on Sunday, amen, but on Sunday and on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, amen, not just in the daytime, but all the days of my life, all the hours, I have to have God, amen, lead me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, everything that I've looked at in the Word of God shows me that when God leads the people, amen, when God is in control, amen, it opens up possibilities, amen, that are endless. Come on with me this morning. I can tell you there are things that are waiting to happen. Come on with me. Amen. We live in a world that you talk about need. I'm telling you, Jesus said the fields are white. I'm telling you they are white. Amen. There is need everywhere you look. Amen. There's a need for, amen, for folks to stand and be a light and shine in the dark world. Hello. Amen. Oh, amen. To have God lead us and have God inhabit us in such a fashion. Amen. That it brings, amen, the knowledge of God to those that are round about us. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Everywhere you go and everywhere I go, there are people that are bound. Amen. They are needful. Amen. They don't even know it for the most part. Come on. Hey, that is the horrible trick of the enemy. Amen. That he binds people. Amen. He imprisons them, and they have no clue that they're imprisoned. Hello? I thought about how sad a shape our world is in. Amen. When the New York Assembly, amen, up there in the state of New York can pass a bill that says that they can murder the unborn right up until the birth, amen, the day of birth. Come on. Amen. Now listen, and they, when they had finished that, and amen, they had a standing ovation for what they had done. Amen. You talk about being blind, amen, and being led, amen, by the enemy of mankind. That is a true example of what that is. Amen. Were they ashamed when they committed these abominations? Nay, they were not ashamed, neither could they blush. Amen. Wherein do you take pleasure? Amen. In the butcher of the unborn, amen, while they're helpless. Somebody better, amen, listen, you wonder then, where's the light at? Come on with Brother Joe. Where's somebody? Amen, I'm glad I've seen a few people stand up, amen, and say some things, amen, but I think there ought to be a whole lot more. Amen. Listen, that says terrible things about the people of the state of New York. Come on. I think if my Florida legislature passed something like that, I'd be offended. Hello? Well, Joe, you shouldn't get on politics in the pulpit. Amen. I can tell you, when they touch on moral things, amen, they stepped on my ground then. Come on. Amen. When things get immoral, they step on the avenue where Christians are to trod, and then we are to shine the light on that immorality. Hello? Listen, amen, the only way you're going to ever get anything changed is somebody's got to disagree with something. Hello? Ain't nothing going to change as long as everybody's quiet and hum-hoing along and going along and get along. Come on, Brother Joe. That ain't why God's put the church here no how. Hello? We ain't here just to get along with everybody. Come on. Amen. We're not here to be hateful. We're not here to be mean-spirited. Amen. I was reading a set of comments the other night. This guy, he definitely had it in for Christians. Amen. Started to get on there, but I know it wasn't done no good. Said, just what in the world has Christians done to you? Amen. I'll tell you something. You better be more fearful. Amen. Of that crowd in the Middle East. Amen. Who disagrees with you, they want your head cut off. Amen. Come on. I said, ain't nobody that's a good Christian I know of, amen, wants to have your head chopped off. They want your heart right with God. Hallelujah. How horrible is it, amen, for me to get out of the sinning business and do something right? Amen. I can tell you nothing horrible about that. Amen. It's horrible to the devil. But it's not horrible to anybody that's got any morals. Amen. Come on. I love that. Listen, there's there. No, I like that opening chapter of Romans chapter 8 and 1. There's therefore now no condemnation. Amen. To them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, that's why. Amen. Listen, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Most all Bibles outside of the old King James, for the most of them, a lot of them will eliminate, amen, that latter half of that Scripture. Amen. I hate to tell you folks, amen, that if you don't know it, amen, I read a certain fellow's comment the other day on Facebook that if you think the King James Bible is the best version, amen, and that's one you want everybody to have, that you baddest of Catholics who didn't want nobody to have the Bible in the common language. Come on. No, I want them to have the truth. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want them to have what's right. Amen. Not somebody passing down some watered down lie. Come on with me. Amen. If you don't believe, amen, listen, Brother Joe ain't got to read very far, and a lot of them translations before I done found grave error. Well, I want to pass that along for. I'm just as big in that business as the devil is then. Amen. No, God's people are not in the business of passing half-truths. Amen. And partial lies. We're in the business of truth. Amen. And if it departs from the truth, it departs from who we are. I read just recently, I got here, but I'm here. You just have to bear with me. Amen. That Episcopalian up in the state of New York, amen, got to preaching against. They're going along with it, amen, with the LGBT and all that kind of, and all kind of marriage outside of the biblical marriage. Amen. And they slapped him down, said he had committed a canonical sin. Amen. Most of you now, if you know, I'm getting into the text of, amen, preachers. When you talk about canonical sin, that means canon related. In other words, they told him he's out of the book. Amen. I said, no, he's in the book. Amen. All you folks are out of the book. Hello. Come on, Brother Joe. They find him. Amen. Brought it, called him down. I said, my, amen. Made him apologize. I said, I'll apologize. Amen. When God tried to change his word, he ain't come down and changed it, and he ain't going to change it. And so there's no apology forthwith coming. And I'm going to show you something. Amen. You're going to all apologize one day, but it's going to be too late. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Being led. I'm going to tell you, folks hadn't got out of this book being led by the Spirit. Amen. One fellow said he'd been in the Spirit ever since he got saved. I said, amen, he had committed several grave sins. Amen. One of them with his church secretary. I said, no, you haven't. Amen. You've been led by something other than God. Amen. Jesus is not the vicar of unrighteousness. Amen. Come on. I said, he's not the minister of sin. He's the minister of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. If you and I want to see God move, amen, I got to have God lead you and I. Come on with me. If God leads us. I read about them children of Israel. Amen. He's there with them every day. He's like that pillar of cloud. Every night he's that pillar of flame. Amen. But I can tell you, he's right in the middle of that camp. Amen. He's in control of what is going on there. Come on. And now listen, I want to tell you something. Long as God was in that place, and long as God was working like that, they wasn't anybody. Amen. They fixing to run upon. Amen. That fear hadn't come upon them. Amen. And trouble. Amen. Come on. They stand in fear. Why? Amen. It's like old Balaam said. Amen. When he's on, I believe he's on the second rim of his witness. He's on that second mountaintop. And he said, there's a shout of a king amongst them. Amen to God. Something. Amen. God's leading them. Amen. God's with them. Glory to God. He's like a unicorn. Amen. I'm telling you, he's leading them in the path of righteousness. Nobody's going to stand against them. Amen. You know why the church gets paltry and weak? Because we quit letting God lead. Amen. I realize something. Amen. Like, Brother Joe believes, amen, I believe he should vote. But I don't believe God's people ought to spend their time, amen, running around helping politicians. I believe you can vote. Amen. But I believe you got to do something else. If you want to really change the world, amen, you got to get them to God. Hello? I said, amen, many years ago to John Bird, I said, look here, amen, I agree that, amen, we need to keep folks out of them, amen, out of them abortion clinics. Amen. But I said, chaining yourself to the door ain't going to do no good. Amen. I said, I can tell you what will, though. I said, if you can get some of them folks to the feet of Jesus. Hello? If you can get them to where they'll listen to what God's got to say. Amen. I said, you won't have to keep them away from that place, mister. They won't go there. Oh, come on, my Brother Joe. I'm talking about a God that knows how to change. If we can get, amen, the church to be led by the Spirit of God, God will lead us in paths of righteousness. Amen. He'll lead us in the power of His Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. My. Amen. When I got to get back to where I was going. Amen. The leading, the leadership. Amen. I must have that mind. Amen. That I need to be led. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I must have God teach me. Amen. I don't know about, amen, listen, the natural man, amen, got to watch what, we live in a world that tries to cross over between that natural and spiritual. And I can tell you, try to intermingle the two. I won't tell you, this book never does that. Amen. It never does that. Amen. There's folks who try to assign natural charismatic, amen, characteristics, amen, as God's gift, as the gifts of the Spirit. Nothing ever been further from the truth than that. Amen. I've met a lot of bubbly folks who are just as mean as a devil himself. Amen. They had charisma, but they didn't have the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. To differentiate, amen, we must divide that business. Amen. I can tell you, if you got God, I told him, I said, they don't know the difference between charisma, amen, and anointing. Amen. Anointing, amen. I want to tell you something. It'll never suit well with the flesh. I'm going to say it again. I said, the anointing will never suit well with the flesh. I thought about when I read the introduction, amen, to Brother amen. I believe it was Why Revival Terry's Render Raven Hill's book. And Tozer wrote that introduction. Amen. And he said there's only two kind of people that know Brother Raven Hill. Amen. Those who love him. Amen. And those who hate him. Come on. What's he saying? He's the same. He don't play them games. Amen. He's God's man no matter what. Amen. Whether you hate him for it or love him for it, he's God's person. God, what are you saying? He's led by the Spirit of God. He's got one thing he's after. He's following Christ. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If we'll follow Christ. Amen. What did he say? I'll make you to become fishers of men. Amen to God. If I'll let Jesus lead me, where are you going to leave me at, Brother Joe? He's going to lead me. Come on. In the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. Hallelujah. I might as well, while I'm there being led, I don't know how far I'll get this morning, but the Holy Ghost spoke to me when I was teaching the Sunday school class this morning. Amen. And he brought me back to the 23rd Psalms. Amen. I can tell you, if I'll follow Christ and be led by the Spirit of God, amen, he'll lead me. Amen. Into the green pastures. Come on. I said, he'll lead me into the green pastures. Amen to God. My, you talk about folks needing green pasture. Amen. I can tell you, God's church needs some green pasture today. Amen. Oh, they need to be fat on the things of God and not on the things of the world. Amen. Not on the latest marvel of entertainment. Amen. But let me get into God's green pastures. Ooh, my. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, behold, have I not great things? Have I got great things for thee, saith the Lord? Behold, to make you rich, to make you fat in the things of heaven. Behold, if thou wilt be led by me, if thou wilt desire but my will, saith the Lord, and not other. Behold, if thou wilt cast away all else, I'll lead you in a place that'll cause you to be fat and full of the things of God, filled with all of my grace and all of my power and all of my spirit, saith the Lord, that you may be filled with all of my fullness, saith the Lord. Amen. My. One to you until when the church, amen, will allow God to lead and he can fill us, then we got something to offer that world. Amen. Come on. I said we got something to offer that world. Amen. In the preparation for the priesthood. Amen. They've gone through, amen, the washing at the, amen, at the labor. They've gone through the sin sacrifice. Amen. They've gone and now they brought that priesthood Moses has, amen, to that place where he's fixing to bring them into the ministry. And there he stands there and, amen, and them sons before him. And he's got that choice portion of that ram. He's got that thigh portion. Amen. He walks up to Aaron. Amen. Moses lifts it up. He blesses that. That's Christ. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. And he takes that thigh. Amen. And he puts it in the hands of Aaron. And Aaron heaves it up. Amen. Giving praise unto God. Aaron hands it off to the next and to the next. What's he doing, Brother Joe? Amen. That's God. Amen. Filling the hands of his people. Amen. My, I can tell you, we don't have anything, amen, to offer that world. Amen. Except God's filled our hands and our heart. Amen. But by God in heaven, amen, I can tell you, if we allow God to do that, it'll be Christ plus nothing, minus nothing. Ooh, amen. I give you Jesus. Amen. My, I can tell you, if you can give somebody Jesus, glory to God. Amen. Old Stephen, amen, when Bartimaeus, Philip, when everybody else has got the mully grubs, and amen, he's got the giddy up and the go, amen, from God, and down to Samaria he goes being led by God. And when he gets there, amen, he goes to preaching the only thing to preach. He's preaching Christ. Amen. My, folks got to hearing the message of God. God's in the message, and God's a moving. Amen. And they've got to, amen, believe in the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God said great joy, amen, was in the city. Why, Brother Joe? Amen, because God's doing something. Amen. He may have been having the mully grubs up there in Jerusalem. Amen. But down there, old Philip's having himself a revival. Come on. Why is the difference? Because he led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. If we allow God to lead us out, come on, listen. Holy Ghost go meddle this morning. Amen. If we allow God to lead us, amen, we can be having revival while somebody else is having the mully grubs. I said, we can be having a move of God while somebody else, amen, is down there scratching their head wondering why, amen, things aren't working like it ought to. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Amen. Just let God lead me. Does that mean, Brother Joe, everything just falls into place? Amen. You better back up and read the book again. You see, having a move of God and everything just going, amen, smooth and slick is two different things. The Apostle Paul had moves of God, but he also had a lot of opposition. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, amen, it had to be a spectacle, a man 4'6" tall, bald-headed and bow-legged. Amen, come on. But everywhere he went, it's either right or revival or both. Hello? Amen. One way or another, things are happening. Amen. And brother, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It's called Brother Paul is there being led by God. He's on business for God. Come on. He knows who he's in business with. He knows who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's got God leading because he said he don't know the way. Amen. God's going to have to do it. Listen. Amen. For folks who think they can learn, amen, to do the work of the kingdom within themselves, somebody better enlighten them because they're in for a horrible, horrible, amen, downfall. It can't be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, except God teach us, we can't learn anything. Except I'm teachable, God can't teach me anything. Amen. Listen, except I'm leadable, God can't lead me. If I get a closed mind, listen. Brother Joe made a fellow angry one time at my job. He got on about ordering and ordering the church, and I said, yeah. I said, most of you order this as you hand out them little things on Sunday morning. So this is what God's going to do. He looked at me funny. I said, look here. I said, that's your order of service. I said, that's the way you expect everything to fall out. I said, where is God in all of that? Hello? I said, I think we ought to do, yeah, everything God does is decent and in order, but I said, that's everything God does. Oh. I said, I don't mean everything you do is decent and in order. I said, that means everything that God does. If we'll get in the flow of the Spirit of God, whatever God does, it'll be decent and it will be in order. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When the last amen has been said, amen, it can be said that God was in the midst. Hello? And that God was at work. Amen. That's the greatest testimony about anything that can be said. Amen. And, you can have all the pomp and the circumstance and the ceremony and all that business you want. You can find that most anywhere in the world. You want to go, you can find it. Amen. But I can tell you, by finding God's order and allowing God to lead and God to work and God to move, I can tell you that's hard to find. Everywhere in that book we call the Bible, amen, where anything was done right and done, amen, in order and done to please God, it was because God was leading the business. Amen, I got to hurry. Amen, if we will let God lead us, He'll lead us beside still waters. Come on. You know, a lot of times people are trying to get what they need from God, and they get like Martha, they get cumbered about with much serving. They just get after everything. They get religious. Come on. When they ought to just been stopping and letting God lead them from the get-go. You see, one thing I know about God, God knows when I need the still waters. Hello? I said, God knows when Joe needs the still waters. Amen. So if I'm led by God, when I need the still waters, God will bring me right in where the still waters are. He leadeth me beside the still. Come on. That little bubbling brook. Amen. Hello? You talk about peace. Amen. Where there's peace, like the Bible says, like a river. Amen. It's soft and gentle. Amen. My, I forgot what their name was. Amen. That sung that song, that brother and two sisters. Amen. My, I'm telling you, I feel the hair stand up on the back of my head because I've been there. Amen. I've been in that place where God's just carried me there. I want to tell you, He shut the world out. Come on. I said, He shut that world out. Amen to God. My. Amen. I every time I think about that, I think about, amen, old Larry Henson's song that he sung many years ago. Amen. No matter how dark, amen, the night is, amen, how He can light it when I'm alone with Him. My. I'm telling you, in that time, amen, there's great peace. Woo. Hey, come on. Let Him lead me. He'll lead me down by the still waters. When He leads you by the still waters, peace will be the product of that. Listen, in a world that we live in, I'm telling you, peace is something that's highly valuable. Because I want to tell you what. When God said, there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. And when God said that, He meant what He said. There ain't no peace in that world. Amen. They may get snookered. Amen. They may get snockered, however you want to say that. They may get drunk. They may get carried away on piss. But there ain't no peace. There ain't no peace. When that world comes back, it's 10 times worse than it was to begin with. Amen. You want peace? Let the Prince of Peace give you peace. Amen. And He knows when you need that still small voice, that still small river flowing. Come on. Amen. Led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Ooh. Speed all over. Behold, I will lead you, saith the Lord, and I will lead you where you need to be when you need it. I will have set aside, amen, before you have ever arrived, that which you need. I know you're going out. I know you're coming in. I know the trials. I know the test and the tribulation. Behold, and I say to thee, I also know the answer, saith the Lord. And behold, I am that answer. And behold, I will lead you to where you can receive what you need if you will be led by me. Behold, let me lead you. Let me lead you without question, saith the Lord, that you simply desire my will and my purpose. And I will cause you to be led in the places at the time that you need, saith the Lord. Let me hurry. Amen. He will lead us beside the still waters. He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. Never in my life have I seen such a people want to say that God's led them to unrighteousness like this generation that we're living in. God never leads a person into unrighteous behavior. Amen. No, you can get there all by yourself. Come on. I want to say that again. I said we can get there all by ourselves. Amen. We don't need God, amen, to lead me to unrighteousness. Amen. Man, just if you forsake God, you'll automatically arrive in that place. Amen. God's not in the business of doing that. Amen. Listen, David, amen, in that 23rd Psalm, primarily talking about that whole of that Psalm is God leading him. God is, what he's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. My, here's a man that God's leading. Amen. Listen, I can tell you that he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Come on. God. Yes, sometimes God will lead you through that valley. Hello. Amen. But if God's leading you through that valley, then you can say the rest of what Brother David said. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. My. Amen. He hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If I walk with Him, amen, yes, the enemy may blow. He may rant. He may try to scare. Amen. And believe you me, he will do everything he can to get you and I to depart from the leadership of God. But I can tell you, walk through that valley and fear no evil. Amen. Then David said, amen, thou, listen, amen, and glory to God. He said, thou anointest my, come on, what did he say? Thou preparest a table before me in the midst of that battle. Amen, if I'll lead, let God lead me. Amen, I can tell you, yes, He'll lead you into battles. Hey, come down, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be trials. Amen, there's going to be temptations. There's going to be tests. There's going to be a warfare. Come on, that's going on. But he said, oh, listen, amen, he said, in the presence of my enemies, he said, he'll prepare a table before me. Oh, glory. My, if I don't let God lead me, I may miss that table. But if I let God lead me, the table will always show up when I need it. My. He put a table in the wilderness. My glory to God. I'm telling you, and right there in front of the, come on now, right in front of the devil, and he can't do a thing about it. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? God can strengthen you right in the midst of that battle, and the devil has to stand there and watch. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Come on, that's the blessing of being led by God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God ain't got no blessing for folks He can't lead. Amen. How can God bless me if He can't lead me? Amen. I mean, God may have the table over yonder somewhere, and I'm up over here. Amen. Come on, but if I let God lead me wherever that I need that table, Come on, women. God, I have it sitting there. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what's on that table will be just what you need. I say, what's on that table will be exactly what you need. Oh, glory. Amen. Brother MacDonald said, God don't run no buffet lines. Amen. But He puts on that table what you need. Amen to God. Eat it. Amen. Glory to God. Then you can rise and run. Amen. Oh, we can walk and not be weary. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. Amen. If we allow God to lead us. Ooh. When you're after something and you need from God, amen, you're letting God lead you. That devil will try to detour you because he can get you to stop following God. He'll rob you what you're after. Come on. He'll rob you. Thou knowest, listen, prepares the table for me in the present minute, and God just rubs it in, don't he? Come on. Might as well have church with me right here. I said, God knows how to just rub it in. Then he said, amen. They said, I'll prepare the table for me in the present minute. Thou anointest my head with oil. God don't only feed you, He just anoints you. Amen. Runs that oil all over you. Amen. To the set it looked like old hair and standing there. Amen. With that glistening in the sun, that oil's flowing down. Amen. To God. Amen. Right when the devil thought he had you, God fills you up with the things of heaven. Amen. And then pour that oil of the Holy Ghost all over you. Amen. And cause you to shine. Amen. My. Amen. You know, come out making the devil get up and move his camp. Glory. And what did David say? Amen. Glory to God. Oh, he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Folks, you're preaching on being led by the Spirit. I am. Amen. By the help and the grace of God. Listen, I can tell you all the blessings of God are for them that are led by the Spirit. Amen. All the power of God in the life is for those who are led by the Spirit. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, what about the tribulations? I want to tell you, you're going to have tribulations in the world whether you're led by the Spirit or not. But if you want to overcome the tribulations, come on. I said, if you want to overcome, then you're going to have to be led by the Spirit. I used to sing that old song years ago. I know my Lord's going to lead me out. Going to lead me out of this pilgrim land. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to give God everything. I'm going to love Him with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my might. And I know my Lord, He's going to lead me out. Amen. You see, we're in a battle. And my Bible says that there is no, amen, there is no detent in this battle. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. We're going to fight this fight until we breathe our last breath here or He blows the horn. Hello? If you're expecting as a Christian, hey, to get up one day and not have to fight the good fight of faith, you better think again. Because if you think you ain't got to fight it, you won't follow Christ. And that enemy will have you right where he wants you at. Every person that has failed, if you will follow their life, you will find out something distinct about them. Amen. They all have something in common. They quit following God. David, when he thought he had it all fixed, he's taking some time for slack. Walked up to the top of his house, and God, amen, the devil rather has laid that trap for him and nailed his hide to the wall. Amen. Come on. There ain't no time that you and I got to quit. We got to follow Christ when we wake up in the morning until we go to sleep at night. Amen. And if we'll do that, our nights will be better. Our days will be better. Come on. Come on, Brother Joe. When Brother Joe's telling you that, I ain't telling you you won't have trials. I used to go to that Jesus Care Center and them preachers would preach, if you get saved, all your troubles is over. Amen. I mean, you got to give you a fine car, good, big house. Somebody better wake up. Amen. God never said, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But they didn't stop there. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You're going to have this. Hey, only three kind of people in the world, a good man, a bad man, and a God man. Amen. And all three suffered on Calvary's brow. Amen. But I'm telling you, one suffered for, amen, man, that he might overcome. Amen. One suffered, amen, and wouldn't overcome. And one suffered, and he humbled himself and overcame. Hallelujah. This day shall thou be with me in paradise. I want to be like that one. Amen, said Lord. Amen. Would you have mercy on me? Amen. Lead me, Lord. I need your instruction. I need your leadership. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, if thou wilt allow me, saith the Lord, I will lead thee as I led the children of Israel. Behold, and I caused them to overcome their enemies. I will lead you as I led mine apostles, and behold, brought them unto victory. I will lead you, saith the Lord, as I led men and women of old, and unto this very hour have led multitudes. And behold, heaven shall be filled with them that have been leadable, saith the Lord. For behold, I will lead you in the end safe home with me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll close it. Amen. Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the leadership of your Spirit. Lord, that you know, God, what's down the path much better than we do. You're the one qualified to lead, sir. You're the one that's able. Not only are you qualified to lead, you're qualified to deliver us when we arrive at the place of the need of deliverance. You're the one that God that knows where the green pastures are. You know where all the still waters are. Sir, you know, God, where all the enemies and the battles are going to be, and you set tables there already prepared. Lord, you've got all there ready to pour over our head. Simply, Lord, let us be led by your Spirit. Let us be, God, leadable. And you, God, will meet us in the places of need as you lead us. And you will anoint us and you will break the hold of the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, may God, your word find good ground. And may you have your way and your will in every life. In the name of the Lord. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Can he lead me? Can he instruct me? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the whole essence of Christianity. Amen. It's God, Christ in us, the hope of glory. His leadership. He guiding me. Amen. That old song says, he leadeth me. He leadeth me by his own hand. He leadeth me. Thank God for his glorious leadership. Amen. And I can tell you, as long as God's leading you, you ain't got to be and have no fear. Amen. You walk in confidence. Amen. Not in arrogance, but you walk in humility. You walk in peace. Amen. Glory to God. We can walk in the knowledge that he's going to afford us the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He will set a, amen, victory on that plate. Hallelujah. Amen. He will cause us to overcome. Oh, hallelujah, the world. He'll give us victory over our enemies. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, thanks be unto God that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to follow him. There's where the victory's at. I'm going to follow him. There's where the table's spread. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow him. Hell, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's where I'm going to find my help. Amen. I want to have my vision and my knowledge. Oh, he'll lead us. Amen. Right where we need to be, when we need to be there. And behold, the glory of it all is he's always there. Amen. Making the impossible possible. Amen. Bringing about, amen, the supernatural working of the Spirit of God. Amen. He leads us to those people who need, amen, to have a word of truth. Amen. And an example of a life that God has changed. Amen. He'll lead us to the hungry. Amen. He'll lead us to the fish that we need to catch. Come on. He said he'd make us fishers of men. He'll lead us, amen, to those folks that need a witness. He'll lead us wherever there is a need. Amen. And when we're in need, he'll lead us by the answer. Amen. He'll lead us by the storehouse. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows how to send manna down from heaven. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He knows how to fill, amen, not only our stomach with food. He knows how to fill our heart with his riches. Amen. My. What a glorious God we serve. Amen. Ain't nobody like this Jesus.